The way I see it, Barry, this should be a very dynamite show.
Why don't you take it down to C sharp, Ernie?
Talk him down, Vic.
Come on down. Okay. Yeah, I knew you'd be surprised.
Hey, this is your host, Dr. Tony Shore. Welcome to Obvious Popcast, episode 45. Excited about this one. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining me. And we've got a lot of great new music in the show. It's been a while since we've done a show. A lot has happened between the time I did my last podcast or show and this one. I mean, we put a man on the moon, for Pete's sake. It's just insane. I was gifted a t-shirt that said, it says, I can't help it. I was left unsupervised. Somebody thought that was a good shirt for me. So that's kind of where my life is at. But we have some great music. And really, that's what it's all about. It's about love. It's about music. And it's about the combination of the two. We've got everything in this episode from the silly to the sublime. And amazing new songs, brand new stuff. Some of it's not even out yet. We've got new ones from Guster, Vampire Weekend, Starflyer 59. Willie Wisely, one of my favorite artists, great guy. The Claypool Lenham Delirium, Cayucas, just a number of great songs and a couple of obscure independent artists in there. It's going to be a good one. But to start it off, I've always loved Guster. They have a couple of really fun Christmas tracks that my whole family listens to every year, but they also have some great albums, and they have a brand new one that I believe is probably their best as an overall record. Here is a brand new song from Guster. It's from their Look Alive album. It's called Don't Go, right here on the Obvious Popcast.
Your coffee down, there was something on your chest. The days keep dragging on and on. I got a bag of old regrets. Said the whole shebang, the crumbly bits. Oh, babe, I want much more than this. Okay, sirrah, 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 sirrah. Don't go. Held a sign that said confess. Nostalgia, she's a shit disease. It's a shame to reminisce. I want hippie love, future sex, 5 a.m. French cigarettes. Okay, 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 sirrah, sirrah. Thank you. summertime. Now we find ourselves in late December. I believe that New Year's Eve will be the perfect time for their great surrender. But they don't remember. Anger wants a voice, voices won't sing. Sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning. But every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. Beneath these velvet gloves I hide the shameful crooked ends of a moneylender. Cause I still remember. Anger wants a voice, voices wanna sing. Sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning. But every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. I don't wanna live like this, but I don't wanna die.
Thank you. didn't see your name. Did you disappear away from here? I still don't know what you were searching for. Hey, are you listening? Are you near or far? Now I just don't know who you are, and I don't care anymore. Hey, are you listening? Are you near or far? Now I just don't know who you are, and I don't care.
That is Starflyer 59 with their brand new one. It's called Hey, Are You Listening? And it's from the new album Young in My Head. And wow, what a great band. Jason Martin, great guy, always putting out some great music. And his voice, it's just amazing. Has a little bit of that goth tinge, sounds a little bit like Terry Scott Taylor. I absolutely love it. This album is really good from start to finish. Again, that just came out. In fact, all three songs we just heard came out in the last couple of weeks. We started with Guster and Don't Go from their new album, Look Alive. Harmony Hall is the song from Vampire Weekend's new record. Yes, that was actually Vampire Weekend. I don't think it sounds anything like their earlier stuff. Their new album is Father of the Bride, and it is eclectic and very different from their earlier stuff. I love it. Now, our next song on the Obvious Popcast. It's a favorite of mine. Yes, I am Dr. Tony Shore. You are listening to the Obvious Popcast, and I want to thank you for that. But this next set, very cool stuff. Some of my favorite tracks right now. Quirky and fun. This next band is from the UK, White Lies, and I loved their first record. It was so good, but then they kind of fell off after that. I did not like their last record that much, but now they have a brand new one, and it is by far the best thing they've ever done. I think every track is great. I had a really hard time picking, but this song is such an earworm. It's very hooky. This is Tokyo from White Lies on the Obvious Popcast.
Starting to pray if there's nothing new to crave.
cables falling. Get me Bangkok, get me Rome, where all the hope is hiding. Just know I'm numb and I'm alone, so come back to me crying.
Trust that we won't fall. same as the power that gives you all the power of my love. My love. All in all, there's something that there is, same as the power that gives you all the power of my love. My love.
You're listening to Obvious Pop. I'm your host, Dr. Tony Shore, and that, one of my all-time favorite singers and artists, John Anderson, who has a brand new record out, and everyone, unanimous, all the fans agree, it's the best thing he's probably done in 23 years, honestly. Every song is amazing. And that song, WDMCF, which stands for Where Does Music Come From? And that's from his brand new Thousand Hands album. I don't believe it's on streaming services yet, but you can order the CD, the download, or the vinyl from the John Anderson 1000 Hands website. Before that, we heard Something New from 1929 Part 1, that new album from the Congos, and we started it off with White Lies and their song Tokyo. Three great songs, love all three of those, some keyboards on those first two, and then of course just John. He's just John, and I don't think he sounded better. I can't believe how great he sounds. Now, Jessica WJ is the name of this next song. Weird name, great band, Cayucas. Again, a weird artist name. It's C-A-Y-U-C-A-S. And I've played Cayucas before. One of my favorite tracks from last year was by the Cayucas. I think it's been about a year and a half, maybe, since that last album came out. But now they have a brand new one called Real Life. And this one, I just had to play it. I love the vocals and the melody. They write some really cool melodies. I just absolutely love this one. Hope you do too. Cayucas with Jessica WJ on the Obvious Popcast.
Jessica WJ, playing bass riffs 1998. She's forever left. Stories told as Elizabeth, if you had only ever known. Jessica, 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 Jessica WJ. I don't know why I kept running. a Scorpio. I'm moonwalking like an Eskimo, singing oh, oh, oh.
Yeah.
Surf was down and the surf was up. Her hair stood like it was lightning struck. I joined an Argentinian boxing club, like whoa, oh, oh.
Yeah.
Jessica, 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 WJ. I don't know why I kept running and running and running and running and running away. See, I like you, but Jessica, 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 I made a mistake. You wrote your number on a letter and I threw it away. Jessica WJ. I don't know why I kept running and running and running and running and running away. See, I like you, but Jessica, 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 I made a mistake. You wrote your number on a letter and I threw it away.
All right, I love that track. It's by a band called Double V. Small letters, D-O-U-B-L-E-V-E-E, no space, Double V. And that's from the Songs for Birds and Bats EP. That was called Map the Channels. Now, Double V, relatively new to me. I know they've done a little bit. It's basically a duo. It is Barb Vest and Alan Vest. Now, Alan, if you recognize that name, he was the driving force behind the Starlight Mints. Love that band. And this band is no exception. Love this group. That was a great track. That last set was... it's starting to get a little weird with that set. Kind of mixed it up there a bit. Got a little odd. Jessica WJ started us off, the Cayucas. And then the Claypool Lenham Delirium. Have you picked up that new album called South of Reality? That's right, Les Claypool of Primus, the bass player and freaky musician extraordinaire, and Sean Lennon, John and Yoko's son Sean, have the Claypool Lenham Delirium. I think this is their second record. It's a brand new album. And if you ever buy a record on vinyl and listen to it, this is the one. Very Beatlesque, a lot of psychedelic influence, but that was called Blood and Rockets, Movement 1. And again, the album is South of Reality. And then, of course, we just heard, again, Double V with Map the Channels. Thanks for hanging with us this far. You are listening to Obvious Pop. I'm your host, Dr. Tony Shore, and my co-host... Anyway, I wish you were here with me, all of you. It would be fun. So I said we're going to go from the silly to the sublime. Well, this next little set of two tracks is somewhat silly. I love it, though. This next song is a version of Video Killed the Radio Star, which, of course, I love. Everyone who knows me knows I love the Buggles. I love Trevor Horn and Video Killed the Radio Star. Classic track. First video ever played on MTV, a 1979 single by Jeff Downes, who went on to play keyboards in Asia and Yes, and of course Trevor Horn, the producer extraordinaire. But this cover is by a group called Walk Off the Earth, along with comedian Sarah Silverman. Now, some of you may not enjoy the voice, but I love it. I just think this works. I have to play it on the show. I've been listening to it a lot. They use really unique instruments on this track. Here it is, a cover of Video Killed the Radio Star by Walk Off the Earth and Sarah Silverman.
Thank you.
right. I debated whether or not I should play that one. That was the group called Cats in Space. And the song, She Talks Too Much. Obviously, we've all known somebody who probably talks too much. It gets irritating. I'm fortunate. None of my friends or family are that way. I'm probably more like that than anyone in my family. But the album title, Day Trip to Narnia, again, the indie, quirky, goofy band Cats in Space with She Talks Too Much and Video Killed the Radio Star. Now, this next couple of songs, that was the silly. We got that out of the way. Ending with two beautiful songs. The first is by my good friend Willie Wisely. I've followed his career for years and years. He's a fellow Minnesotan from here in Minnesota, and kind of he's gone through a lot of different styles: pop, alternative, eclectic, acoustic. He's definitely power pop influenced. I love the guy and great music. He has a new album coming out this year called Face the Sun, and his first single is now available, at least to listen to. I think it's on Spotify. I know it's on YouTube as well if you want to check it out there. It's called Fall Inside Your Eyes. It's actually a cover. I don't know if anyone out there remembers an artist named Jackie Lomax. And I know I remember reading about Jackie Lomax, a songwriter from England. He was signed to the Apple Records label. It's one I missed. I've never really listened to his music. So amazing. But Willie Wisely loved some of the ballads on there. And this song is a great one called Fall Inside Your Eyes. Here it is, Willie Wisely on the Obvious Popcast.
As I look across the room at you, our eyes are joined for just a breath or two. I never finish what I mean to do. I start to trail off when I'm halfway through, and I fall in love.
swear she heard a voice upon the stair. When she looked, there was no one there. She brushed it off and moved on. She said life hasn't been fair. I should change my clothes and cut my hair. I rolled her eyes as she sings, hey hindsight, she was young, but didn't learn to bite her tongue. She was cast out in the wilderness, and that's when I came along. I hoped I could be her friend, but I fell in love again, and the bell didn't ring. Hey hindsight, you're a wonderful cut grass from the promise each new day brings to the way that it ends. Erica, I wish so much you could have let me in. Hey hindsight, you're a wonderful
right. You just heard Erica, that's E-R-I-K-A, the name of that one, Erica, from the album The Art of Pretending by the group Glove Compartment, which is actually a member of the Candle Thieves, I believe, a band I've played numerous times on the Obvious Popcast. I absolutely love that song, so beautiful, both of those. Before that, we heard Willie Wisely from his forthcoming album. I don't think it comes out for a few months. It's going to be called Face the Sun, but we heard the first single, Fall Inside Your Eyes, a Jackie Lomax cover, a really obscure artist from the Apple Records label from years back, and that record is one that might be worth digging up and listening to. Now, thanks for tuning in today. Had fun. Hope you enjoyed some of the tunes. It was a very eclectic mix, I thought, this episode, so hopefully you found at least a few things in there to like. Love doing this for you. Hopefully I'll do another one again soon, but once again, I'm Dr. Tony Shore. Thank you for listening to the Obvious Popcast.
Okay, I think we got it.
Stop the tape.